Paranormal Perception is a full-bodied apparition summoned by 22 Creations Multimedia LLC. Taking a look at the unseen world around us. A world of shadows. Unheard whispers. Restless souls. Strange creatures. I'm watching you. We'll explore these topics and more. Not for answers. It is called the unknown for a reason.
Come and find me.
By the end of this episode, you'll have a new perception on the paranormal.
I'm watching you.
Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel, Wednesday Darkling, and Raven Hawthorne. It is Paranormal Perception. Welcome to it. I'm Henry. Wednesday's here. You'll hear Raven in just a little bit with a weekly reading. And you know, that's what this episode is going to be about. It's called Paranormal Perception, but we always talk about the usual, what you think a paranormal would be, ghosts, demons, those things. Although, we have talked Bigfoot, we have talked about rune reading and other things. Raven's readings gave me an idea. I said, you know, everybody likes that feature, everybody looks forward to it, but, and we discovered this actually in some of the events that we did last year, a lot of people, they think they have an idea, they think they know what tarot is, some don't even know how to pronounce it, it's kind of a tomato, some say tarot, tarot, we hear Wednesday, how do we say it?
I say tarot also.
So does Raven. So there's a lot of misconceptions, and they're a lot bigger, a lot worse actually than just how to pronounce it. A lot of people think it's evil. You shouldn't do that. It's not, or is it? I don't know. Let's find out. So this episode, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to go into tarot reading, tarot cards, and we could have had you talk about it. We could have had Raven talk about it. I mean, that's the reason why she does her readings, because she obviously knows how to use tarot cards. So do you. But we figured, you know, let's have somebody who actually does this on a daily, hourly, all the time basis. Her name is Lady Amber Rain. She's a psychic and spiritual healer. She's a claircognitive and clairsentient tarot reader. You can find out everything on gypsyfortune.net. I have a link on the show description. Let us welcome her to the show first. Lady Amber Rain, welcome to Paranormal Perception.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on. So let's start with a very simple question, I think, maybe. It depends on how the answer goes. And that's, most people think they know, but let's have you start with this one. This is like, what is tarot? What are tarot cards?
Tarot cards are an old, it was more Victorian, although it did start much, much earlier. And basically what it is it's a set of cards like playing cards, but it has the major and minor arcana. Major arcana would be cards you wouldn't find in the deck, and they would be things like your Empress, your Hierophant. You know, a lot of people get scared because, yes, there is a death card, the devil card. But they're not actually bad cards. And then the minor arcana is like you'd find in a set of playing cards with your ace all the way through king. But they're basically just, I'd say more they're cards that have a meaning more to the person that's using them than a lot of what people put onto it, because they describe situations in everyday life and kind of give you a direction of where to go or answer questions that you might not be able to get answers for regularly.
And can you tell us a little bit about the origins of tarot cards?
Well, that one is kind of up in the air. There's a lot of debate over it. The Most common known belief is that it started in Italy in about 14, I think it was like 1422, if I'm correct. And that's where you get your Renaissance-y deck that everybody knows. Like your rider deck would be very, very familiar to that kind of thing. But I have been able to trace card reading going all the way back to Ming Dynasty China and ancient Egypt.
Yeah, I've also heard that it is thought that there were tarot cards in the Library of Alexandria.
I've also heard that one. I haven't been able to confirm it yet, but I have heard that one, yes.
Can you tell us? Oh, go ahead.
Basically, there's several forms of them, so not all the different decks are exactly the same setup.
Yeah.
So in mind, it's like, oh, no, that's not tarot. Yeah, well, actually it is, you know. But, yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit how tarot cards are used?
Well, they're usually, at least when I do a reading, I'll have the person who is I'm doing the reading for shuffle the cards, and then I lay them out in certain patterns, and what cards turn up will equal what they mean. A general everyday one that everybody usually knows is called the Celtic Cross, which is first card up, second card crossing it, then there's four cards around it, and then there's four cards going up the side. It's a very old, very standard reading that it's kind of like an overall life reading. It goes into your past, it goes into your present, it goes into your future, it goes into your influences and where those are leading you. But it's one of those things that every card is going to mean a certain something to somebody because the cards are very, very generalized. The person receiving the reading will know more what the card is saying to them on a personal basis than the reader actually will.
So do you read your own cards every day?
I don't do readings for myself. When you do readings for yourself, you have a tendency to be a little on the biased side. So I usually advise, you know, having somebody else do your reading. But I do reading for anywhere from 10 to 20 people a day.
And what kind of problems do you help them with? Or what kind of things do they come to you with? Does the tarot help them solve?
One of the things that I've get a lot is like love, you know, does so-and-so love me? Is he cheating on me? Or I also get things of, am I going to get the job? How's my finances going to pick up? Is a new job in prospect for me? Or it can even be more of a life thing. Like, I don't know what to do, you know, what do the spirits say? And so you lay out the cards in a spirit read and they go and they will explain, you know, a path that you need to take or what you need to be aware of. And it's very strange how it works because, you know, I know there's a lot of people who do fraudulent readings. I don't know why, but they do. And, you know, it's like, I don't pre-stack my deck. I just let everybody, you know, they handle the deck. I deal out the cards and they get to watch everything I do. And you can, the cards will tell you themselves.
Yeah. So what would you recommend, like how would you recommend somebody find a reputable card dealer? Because I think a lot of us have stories of people who were like, went to somebody who read their cards and, oh my God, I'm cursed. And they told me that I needed to buy this $700 candle and it's going to reverse my curse.
Yeah, usually if they tell you to do that. Yeah, usually if they tell you to do that, you run. But usually speaking, a reputable reader will be looking at the cards more than you. And two, they're going to give you real life advice. They're not going to be giving demon, removal from you and clear you of all. You know, you can do that with a smudge stick. Go away. It's one of those things is that they're going to be candid with you. They're going to be honest with you. They're going to listen to you. They're going to give you real advice. And if they're trying to give you a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo, chances are they're trying to con you.
Yeah, the other thing I was actually thinking about that while you were talking at the top. Like I said, you are a psychic; you have psychic abilities. When you do tarot readings, does it help having the psychic abilities, or can anybody read tarot cards?
Well, actually, tarot cards is a really, really good way to access your psychic abilities for somebody who thinks they might have the gift. Because technically, we're all born with it; we all have it. But to kind of get into that mind focus, and it helps. It's a really good stepping stone. That's why a lot of people will continue to use the tarot cards, because tarot cards kind of open up that pathway and let the psychic ability in you come through. It's been long documented on the tarot and the psychic network. You know, if you want to start out and you're just starting out, start with tarot cards. They're simple, they're safe, they're not going to get you into a whole bunch of stuff you can't handle, and they will get that doorway opened up.
Which actually kind of leads into the big question, and I'm sure a lot of people that are listening are thinking that also, and I've heard it many times, I'm sure you have too, so as Wednesday, why don't you just go the horoscope way? It's easier, it's safer, it's not evil. That's the big thing. It's bad using tarot cards, it's evil, whatever. What do you say to the people who say that?
Okay, you won't find anything in a tarot deck you won't find in your Bible. You have an ace through king, which you have in regular. You have tarot cards are literally pieces of paper. You can take them, you can tear them up, you can burn them. They're not going to do anything to you. They're just cards. It's the person who's using them. It's a doorway. All it is a doorway to tap into we all possess. It's nothing to be afraid of, and it's just a way to go and be able to look at things. It puts things in perspective. If you're getting demons when you're reading your cards, you probably have more to worry about than your tarot cards. So, there's something else going on there.
Yeah.
It's not, with a Ouija board, you're actually asking somebody to cross over. You are deliberately opening a door. Astrology is a system of mathematics and star charts. I mean, in any of this can be used, but tarot is just really simple. I mean, it was originally a card game. Literally, it was originally a card game. There's nothing scary about it. It's a way of telling your fortune without having to jump into all the scary stuff.
Yes. So having said that, now hopefully somebody's like, okay, well, I'll give it a chance. I want to know about it. So How would you suggest, if somebody wants to learn about it, maybe perhaps go all the way and get their own tarot deck, where do they start?
You know, start with your Rider White, start with your quick and easy. They're easy to understand. They've got easy instructions. You know, don't go headlong and jump into an Aleister Crowley. Those can be a little intimidating and overwhelming and confusing. And, you know, once you get a little bit of experience, yeah, sure, go ahead. But, you know, if you're just starting for the first time, you know, get something simple that's not too out there, something that's very simple, so you just get the basic idea, and then expand from there.
Yeah, so those are some ways to get started on researching tarot, and if you want to get your own deck, that's how you do it. Now, like I said, for you, you do this on a regular basis. We have your website up, gypsyfortune.net. It's up on the show description. Talk a little bit about the services you provide, and also somewhere in there, talk about why you decided to use tarot cards in your readings.
Well, I actually started with tarot when I was 12 years old. My friends had a psychic friend, and we were over there for dinner one day. And she had her tarot deck on the table because she'd been doing some readings for people earlier that day. And I started playing with them. And she started watching me, and she's like, you know, she actually knows the layouts. And my parents were just kind of like, okay, where'd you learn how to do that? And I was like, I don't know. The cards told me. So, you know, but it's because I have a tendency where I can touch things and, you know, see how it was used or see how it was done. So basically what I was picking up on was her doing her tarot reading. But, you know, when you're four, you don't understand that. But when you're 12 and you're kind of like, oh, okay, that's what that was. And then you go from there. So I started doing it when I was 12, and I used to do it for family and friends. And then my husband actually talked me into doing it professionally because it was just kind of a hobby up until then. But I've been doing spiritual healing since I can remember. I've always had the ability to, you know, walk up and touch somebody and make them feel better. And later I learned, oh, wait, that's Reiki. So I, you know, went to classes and got my certification, and it was like, oh, okay, this is what I've been doing all along. And for a lot of psychics, that's kind of how it starts out. It's like you've always kind of done it, but nobody ever defined it for you. And, you know, there's a lot of different things out there, and, you know, if you got something that seems special about yourself, look it up. There might be something out there that you know, you could be doing and having fun with and, you know, really enjoy. Because it's like I'll do crystal therapy. And crystal therapy is where you use the natural vibrations of crystals to enhance the vibrations that are in the body, because everything that's in crystals is technically in us. And so it's just a matter of kind of getting the vibration on the same frequency. Well, you can do that using crystals. I also do angel healings, which is literally channeling the power of the angels through so that they can have a direct conduit to you in order to help you heal or help you, you know, get over past traumas. And, I mean, it's not just physical. It's mental, it's physical, it's spiritual. It goes on different levels. Reiki, same sort of thing. You're taking the energy from the world, from what's around you, and channeling it through and focusing it so that it can go to wherever it needs to go to be able to create a healing energy. Tarot's not that much different. It's just, you know, it gives you a way to talk to your spirit guides and find out what, you know, what direction they think you should go. It's not, none of it's really scary. It's just a matter of tuning in and listening to, you know, those who've been protecting you for years.
Yeah. So, you know, I imagine a lot of people come to you when they're having problems. People usually don't go, you know, to have their cards read when things are going super great in their life. So, what should someone do if they get a reading and it says something bad is going to happen?
Generally what I do is I'll look at it and it's like, okay, so it looks like you might want to start taking better care of yourself, or you might, you know, because you could get something saying that, you know, financial loss, great, you know, great ruin, you know, one of those sort of things. Well, you kind of look at it and it's like, okay, well, maybe we need to focus on, you know, who's around you. Are you having somebody that's having a bad influence? If they say, well, okay, you know, there's this guy, he's being a complete jerk, then it's like, okay, well, you know, might be time to cut ties with that person. Or it might be something of, oh, you know, at work, it's getting overwhelming and stuff like that. Okay, well, might want to refocus, reprioritize, maybe, you know, considering a different career might be a good idea. You know, nothing that comes across as bad is necessarily bad. It's just kind of a warning of, hey, watch out for this. It's like the death card. Everybody's terrified of the death card. Oh, I'm going to die. No, not necessarily. The death card is a metaphysical death, not necessarily a physical one. Yes, sure, everybody dies. But usually if you get the death card, it doesn't mean you're going to die. It usually means that the life that you've been living is about to change dramatically. And, you know, sometimes you have to get rid of your old self in order for your new self to bloom. And so technically, that is a death. It is a death of the old you and the birth of the new you. So these cards aren't necessarily really bad. I mean, people get scared when they see the devil card. Devil card is usually fight with your own demons. It's not, oh, the devil's coming to get me. No. It's more the, you know, the fight with addiction, or, you know, fighting your own personal issues. Maybe you're doing some really, really bad habits that aren't good for you. You know they're not good for you, but you can't help yourself. You keep doing them. Well, the card's telling you, hey, knock it off. This is going to hurt you. Knock it off. You know, or another one that people are afraid of is the tower, because you see this thunderstruck tower and it's falling apart and it's death and destruction everywhere. And, you know, and kind of scary looking card. Basically, all it's telling you is it's time to build new foundations. Maybe you need to change the way you're thinking. Maybe it's time to, you know, make those life changes that you were talking about making, starting the new career, going on that diet, going and, you know, maybe considering a different path altogether. Build a new foundation. It's not as scary as, you know, some people make it out to be, or the pictures on the cards. Because, yeah, if you look through those cards, yeah, some of them are really scary. Ten of Swords is a guy on the ground with 10 swords sticking out of his back. It, you know, somebody's going to get scared, but it's not. It's just saying, hey, you're exhausted. Knock it off. Get a rest. Take care of yourself. You know, the cards aren't exactly subtle sometimes, and depending on the deck you get, they can be really not subtle, but, you know, sometimes you need that wake-up call to realize, oh, wait, I've been hurting myself. What do I need to do to fix this?
But you know,
and
what,
then
though,
you can, huh?
No, I'll say, if you're one of those people that really, really is scared of the death card, no matter what Amber is saying, if you're one of those who really are, remember, look at it this way. Every single December 31st, we celebrate a death and a new start, and you celebrate it literally. So look at it that way. Why be scared of the death card? We celebrate death every December 31st, year after year after year. So think of it that way. A new change, like what you're saying, it's a new change. It's something new. Doesn't mean necessarily you're going to drop dead and die. I mean, if it does, maybe just coincidence.
Yeah, well, it would be coincidence. Yeah. Or, you know you're going, usually in that particular case, you know you're going to, because, you know, the doctors have already told you. But, it's kind of a case of, think of it like a phoenix. This bird lives its life, catches on fire, turns into ashes, and then rises up anew. It's a beautiful thing. And yet, you know, and even actual death isn't that scary either. I mean, hi, I'm the girl who's died 38 times. It's just a different life in a different way of existing. It, you know, we're just energy. And that energy has a tendency to flow. And, you know, sometimes it's in one form and then it flows and turns into another form. It's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah. And those of you who are listening to Lady Amber and saying, you know what, I would like it if she did a reading for me. Well, she can. Again, we have the website, gypsyfortune.net. Again, talk about the services you have and how you provide them. Do they have to go to you? How does all that work?
You can go online, you can book an appointment, and then, or my number is also there. You can always call me or send me an email, and then I will I will contact you, and I can do it over the phone. I can do it over the internet. I can make appointments. I will even come to your house. I have no problem doing that. So, you know, whatever is comfortable for you, I will work with you.
Yeah, and we missed each other a couple months ago at the Old Norse Yule Gathering. You were there, but, you know, there was so much going on. Yeah, we didn't get a chance to sit down and talk. But do you have any plans for this year, going to any live events where the people can meet you?
Actually, I will be at quite a few. Let's see. I'm going to be at the Oregon Paracon. I'm going to be at the Nevada Paracon. I'm always at the Vampire Ball and Mardi Gras in New Year's Eve. I'm always at those. I'm going to be working with the Black Hat Society and probably doing some things with their organization. There's lots of different ways to catch me. And if there is an event that you want, you know, call me up. If it's not one that I'm booked for and I don't have something already, I'm more than willing to come and work your event.
And I'm sure you'll have a list on your website.
Yes.
Yeah, so just go on.
Actually, no, I don't think I have my list on my event. That's actually a good idea. I should put that up.
Okay, let's say there will be a list in the near future.
Yes, there will be a list. We're working on it.
Yeah, and we Paranormal Perception, we're going to be doing a lot of things with them also, with the Northern California Black Hat Society. All of our friends, they invited us actually to the Old Norse Yule Gathering. They put it together. They invited us to a few more. Later on, we'll give you all the details as we go on. Lady Amber and us, we'll probably run into each other there. So a lot of good stuff coming up. But again, we have the website on the show description. If you guys need a reading, there it is. And hopefully you learned a little bit more than you thought you knew about tarot readings. And now we're about to hear Raven do her weekly reading. Might have a little bit more meaning to you now that you know what it actually means. So Lady Amber Rain, thanks a lot for coming on, taking some time and clearing up a few misconceptions that people may have had about tarot cards.
You're Hopefully welcome. It's not as scary anymore for some people.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And, you know, you got my contact information, and you always feel free to call and just ask. I don't charge for people just asking, you know, what is this? How does it work?
Yeah. Let me add in also, like you mentioned earlier in the interview, if you go to someone, someone does a reading for you, and something about it just doesn't feel quite right, give Lady Amber a call. She'll set it right.
So yeah, no problem.
So again, thanks a lot, and I'm sure we'll have you back on Paranormal Perception again.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Readings with Raven Hawthorne.
Hey, everyone. Okay, let's see what this week has in store for us. For the self card, I pulled the High Priestess. So this card is showing you your journey into the spiritual realm. Remember how the very first 2019 reading for the year spoke of spiritual awakening? This is starting for you. I absolutely love that this card fell into the self position. If we look at the card, we see that the High Priestess holds a crystal ball and a book in her hand. These are tools to divine the future and to find the answers that you seek. This is showing that these tools are being presented to you. The guides are saying, look for signs and opportunities to grow spiritually. This really is a time of enlightenment for us all. For the Situation card, I got the Seven of Pentacles. This card is showing that you've become more aware of investing in things when you look at life in long-term view. Maybe you're considering a new job, buying a home or a new vehicle, or maybe you're looking at investing through stocks or even starting a retirement savings. You're really starting to see how your choices are affecting you and those around you long-term. On this card, a man leans against his garden hoe and he looks over his abundant crop. He looks like he's done some hard work, so he's kind of exhausted but glowing in a way where he's extremely happy with the outcome. He knows because of his time and hard work, they've given him this result. When the Seven of Pentacles pops up, it's a good reminder to step back and look at the bigger picture if you haven't done this already. For the Challenge card, I got the Empress. Okay, so this card really plays off of the Seven of Pentacles in that it's a reminder card. The Empress card shows a woman very pregnant at a spinning wheel. She looks around and she's really happy to see the fertile land around her and the baskets full of fruit and vegetables at her feet. She signifies storing up for the future so that, like our Seven of Pentacles, we can reap the rewards of all of our hard work. The Empress is saying, in a sense, it's time to grow up and make decisions that, although they may seem hard at the time, they will benefit you in the long run. It's time to start thinking of things in a long-term sense. Before I end the reading, I'd like to point out that we got two female cards today, and that usually means the guides want you to also get in touch with your feminine side. That can be done in a number of ways, from going outside and walking around in nature to connect with Mother Earth, to painting, to dancing, to even just listening to a friend in need. We all have that male and female energy inside of us. We just have to make sure to balance it out every now and then. Love and light to you all.
That's this week's reading. Follow Raven Hawthorne at Ravens and Ghosts.
At Ravens underscore and underscore ghosts.
So a lot of readings, a little bit of tarot and a lot of tarot and some more tarot. Hey, tarot.
Tarot-y episode.
Yeah. If I had a dollar every time I said tarot on this episode, I would have like $20. So there you go. That's this episode of Paranormal Perception. Before we get out of here, let us we mentioned it a little bit when Lady Amber was on with us, some of them, but definitely the two big ones that are coming up. You heard our own Doug Carnahan talk about them last week when he was here. The first one coming up, Slaughterhouse in Tucson, Arizona, the slaughtercon.com, as you can get all the information, all the tickets. That one is an investigation that you can be a part of. There's no, most of you who follow Paranormal Perception, you've seen us at the Biltmore where we kicked off when we do the live events. We have the whole setup. We have the microphones, everything there. We're not going to do it for this one. This is strictly an investigation. So those of you that have wanted to go to these conventions but don't really need the vendors and all of that, you want to get right to the investigation Wednesday, this is the one for you. and you know about this one. This is the slaughterhouse. It's an it's a slaughterhouse, but it's also actually haunted, cursed, even you could say. There's a whole story behind it. Again, go to the website, slaughtercon.com. It's all on there. And more importantly, the packages are there for you, for you guys to get those. The other one, the big one, Virginia City Paracon, you were going to be there anyway before you became part of this show. We're going to be there now. That one, we will take everybody on the road. Raven will be there. I'll be there. Wednesday will be there. And our microphones, these guys right here, they'll be there. Now, if you're not too shy, and most of you aren't, judging by the emails you guys send us and your interaction with us, I don't think you are. Come on, sit down. We'll talk about paranormal. Talk about some of your experiences. Raven will do probably a reading or two or five for you. All it's going to cost you is a smile. But that one, I've heard about it long before we had Paranormal Perception. We talked to Doug about it last week. To me, it's one of the biggest, one of the most well-known paracons out there. So the fact that you, me, Raven will be out there and we'll get to do the show from there, cool. Even better, friend of ours, John Zaffis, he's going to be there. He's the big guest at this one, just like when we kicked off the show, the Biltmore. He was actually, how cool is that? He was actually our first guest on Paranormal Perception. He came on and talked about a lot of stuff. This time around, I won't say what, but let's just say we're going to get more into the demonologist side of the haunted collector. I'll leave it at that. That's what we'll talk to him about. And he's looking forward to talk to us about that. So those are coming up. Everything will be up pretty soon on the new. I know I keep saying it. It's coming. Trust me. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. We will have very soon a new website for Paranormal Perception where you can find everything. So we'll be back next week. I don't know who or what we're talking about, but while we're here with our listeners, our growing audience, I'm gonna put the producer hat on you Wednesday. What topics should we touch on in future episodes of Paranormal Perception?
Aliens.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Well, see, because maybe one of these topics. That's what I love about doing Paranormal Perception is you throw out a topic, but they have subtopics because there's aliens. But do you want to specifically talk about just aliens, UFOs, UFO sightings, abductions? What do you want to talk about?
Yes.
Yeah, that's usually the answer to everything. Yes, to everything, doesn't matter what. So yeah, actually, funny you say that because I actually was going to bring somebody on to talk about that. There goes that surprise. I was going to surprise you, but there goes that surprise. Anything else we should talk about?
Let's get somebody to talk about serial killers. Everybody loves a serial killer.
Yeah. Who was it? You? Somebody mentioned they saw him at one of the cons that we did. They wanted to talk to serial killers. I remember who, but we never got to do it. Actually, let me ask you, and you guys go on our social media, send an email, paranormalperception@gmx.com. Tell me yes or no. Can we talk about cryptoids? How about cryptocurrency? Would that be a paranormally subject or nah?
No.
I say that only because Coast to Coast has covered it, and also the Paranormal Podcast with Jim Harrell, they've covered it. So I was thinking, should we cover it? Because to me, I'm with you. It doesn't really sound paranormal or supernatural or anything. It's just, okay. I don't know. This is an IRL kind of thing. I can't wrap my head around a concept that it's money, but you can't put it in your wallet or anything. It's like, well, then how is it money? That's just me. So
it's kind of like a ghost. It's there, but it's not real there. It's like ghost money. Maybe it is paranormal.
I got an idea, but we'll save it for another show. You'll see. Come on back next week. Like I said, you'll see who we're going to talk to or what we talk about. Keep on following us on our social media, our Instagram, Twitter, everything is Paranormal Perception. No, Twitter is @ParaPerceptShow, only because they didn't like the long title, so I had to shorten it. But it's that, and again, that website, I keep saying it will come very, very, very soon. But where you're listening to the podcast, you notice the home of Paranormal Perception, PIPPA, PIPPA.io, that's the website. They have an actual website. Your picture is on there. So is mine. So is Raven. and you can find out a little bit more about us. And all the episodes are there in case you missed anything. So we'll be back next week and maybe scare you, maybe make you laugh, maybe make you say, what? I thought you guys weren't going to talk about cryptocurrency. You'll see. You just have to come back next week and find out. Bye.
We talk about all kinds of crazy stuff.
That's just us two.
Follow Paranormal Perception on Twitter at ParaPerceptShow and on Instagram at Paranormal Perception, and watch our videos on Vimeo.com/ParanormalPerception. Paranormal Perception. Perception was conjured by the Audio Wizards at 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.